Chairman, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, on behalf of the Ministry of Agriculture and Cooperatives, Government of Thailand, I have the great pleasure to be here to address at the 38th session of the FAO Conference on Sustainable Food System and Food Security and Nutrition today. First of all, let me welcome Republic of Singapore, Nation of Brunei Darussalam, and Republic of South Sudan as a new member of FAO. The joining of Singapore and Brunei will complete the number of ASEAN member countries as the FAO members. Again, welcome and congratulations to all new member countries. Mr. Chairman, I would like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation to FAO for giving Thailand the Achievement Award for achieving the reducing the number of undernourished people by half in 2015 yesterday. Thailand recognized the importance of food security, which is essential to the living of the people, not only for Thai people, but for people around the world. By saying this, Thailand has already launched the strategic framework for food management as the direction of food security scheme by the Thai National Food Committee, chaired by Prime Minister. In terms of transforming this strategy frameworks into action, Thailand developed and applied dual approach in agricultural development. First approach is focusing on the large-scale farmer emphasized marketing aspect, which policy and activity will be support more trade than self-sufficiency aspect. Therefore, recently Thailand has launched by agricultural development policy, which called agricultural zoning policy. Market interest will be target of production in each area by matching the scientific information on soil and type of crops, livestock, fishery, to select the proper commodities for specific area. To support this policy, strengthening the capacity of the farmer is needed by providing more knowledge and changing their mindset and habit of farming practice to become smart farmers and young smart farmers replacing aging farmers. As a consequence, Thailand is able to contribute agricultural food and production with the premium quality and safety to the world market. Second approach is focusing on small-scale farmers and rural people throughout the country. In this regard, philosophy of sufficiency economy initiated by His Majesty the King Bhumibol Adulyadej is adopted as the fundamental in agricultural development in rural area. The farmer will practice farm activity in livestock, fishery, and crop plantation to feed themselves first. The farm that applies to this philosophy is called New Agricultural Theory, which is integrated farming system. The main activities in this system is having corn and growing rice. In addition, farmers can expand more activity to crops, livestock, and fishery, and per their interest. This farming system would therefore lead to food security in rural area. This approach will create food security in rural area, which will cover from household to the community, the national level, and also to people around the world. Besides this, Thailand also developed the Green City Policy in order to campaign the reduction of climate change impact, which is increasing more and more. Another policy is expanding the food loss and food waste concept in agricultural activity, not only for livestock, but only all agricultural sector for food security concern. In addition, we have developed more comprehensive program in terms of health. Ministry of Public Health has also educated on dietary requirement and nutritious value by encouraging people in Thailand to aware of staying fit with health diet. Furthermore, Her Royal Highness Princess Maharaja Krisilinthorn has established the project called School Lunch Program in remote area to help underfunded schools to have sufficient and nutritious food at school by adding the agricultural protein such as fish, chicken or pig lysing and vegetable growing in the school program. Moreover, the student will experience on how agriculture is important. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, food security and nutrition are vital to the situation today. The more we success in food security, the more we success in developing the sustainable food system. Therefore, as the kitchen of the world, Thailand is willing to share all experience and would like to urge every country to combat global hunger and poverty. for achieving Millennium Development Goal for at all time well-being of mankind. Thank you.